Would you like to use mine?
Oh my God, did someone take her blue one? All right, everybody's gonna get checked, I get in more trouble with this blue pen.
Are you ready here?
Yes.
Have a motion on the floor, seconded, like call for a question, come out of executive.
I'm sorry, who, you want to make a motion?
Councilwoman Bennett, second by Councilwoman Irwin.
Councilman Redcorn?
Yes.
Chairman Waller?
Yes.
Councilman Yates? Councilwoman Boone?
Yes.
Councilman Tishawala?
Yes.
Councilman Crum?
Yes.
Councilwoman Irwin?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Thank you very much. Councilwoman Irwin?
I'd like to make a motion that we do a temporary hire for 3 months at the rate that we're paying now. I'm not quite sure what that rate is, as an emergency hire.
I second.
Yes, I have a motion on the floor and a second. Motion by Councilwoman Irwin, seconded by Councilman Redcorn. We talked about this in executive, it's a vote we need to have in an open session for a temporary hire for Ms. Amy Bledsoe.
We have to use names.
There's a resolution here on, after.
Just follow my lead, folks. Follow my lead. And with that, call for the question.
Chairman Waller?
Yes.
Councilman Yates?
To hire Amy 1540. To hire the temporary.
Yeah, yes.
Councilwoman Boone?
Yes.
Councilman Tishawala?
Yes.
Councilman Crum?
Yes.
Councilwoman Irwin?
Yes.
Councilwoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Councilman Redcorn?
Yes.
Motion passes.
And we want to thank you. We're gonna go through HR, but we have hired you as a temporary employee. All the information will be put with our resolution. Thank you very much for accepting this.
Thank you.
We much appreciate it. We want to tell you something though, that in executive, we got a lot of things we gotta talk about, but the two things that came up the most is, number one, you're Osage. Number two, you just graduated. I'm a father of two daughters. I want to see things happen good for people instead of happen bad for people. I want to tell you is that I appreciate my counsel. My two employees here have talked well about you and I want you to know that. We'll have good days, we'll have bad days. But I just want you to always be able to come to our council and help you if you need something. Lacy can tell you everything.
I'll do it.
Thank you. Yes?
May I just add to something you said?
Please.
Just for the listening audience, that she graduated from college. She didn't like just graduate from high school. I just wanted to make that clear that she is college educated.
I was not going to give an age, but yes, I will. Yes, dear, thank you so much. And I believe it was from Oklahoma State University?
3 months.
I didn't hold that against you, that my vote. Okay, with that, I have the other items that was discussed will be taken up. We had no votes on it. I'd like to go to number 10, EIS resolution.
Wait a minute. I'd like to have a vote on the LLC today, one way or the other.
Okay.
I'm gonna move on with it.
Call for it.
Okay, I make a motion that we approve the LLC today with the, as provided, except I need to have the article for ownership and immunities. I need the that rewritten to show instead of royalty interest holders, dividend interest holders.
Is that it? The only changes?
That's it.
I need a second, please. I call for a second on the motion.
I second.
I have a second. We have a motion on the floor by Councilwoman Irwin, seconded by Councilman Redcorn. And everything else stays as written?
As far as I can see, if I have to have it redone, I would come.
Yes, we'll have the discussion. Go ahead, sir. Councilman.
Yes, I'll be voting a no on this, not necessarily because I'm diametrically opposed to us forming some sort of a mechanism to be able to do some of the things that the LLC might make us do. But I don't believe this plan is fleshed out enough on several areas. One thing, what would, assuming there is some profits of some sort in this deal, what, how would we actually be able to get those to the head right holders? Where would funding come from exactly? I mean, I know we need to have the options open for partnerships or whatever, but I'd like to see a little more fleshing out of how that would work. And so I think that, and there's other things too, but I don't need to beat it up too much. I'm just going to say no because it's just not fleshed out well enough.
Excuse me, Councilman.
Yes, I believe the discussion was we were going to table. Is that still an option, or?
I would like everybody to vote yes or no today so I can move on. I've got other things to do.
Okay, so, all right.
Councilwoman Bennett.
If you wanted it tabled, then you need to rescind your second to the motion.
Okay.
Yeah. The time is past.
Okay, all right.
We're going to just have to call for the vote?
I was going to make my comments.
Please.
That any of the constituents that I've talked to about the possibility of us forming an LLC are totally against it. They see that there's going to be a jurisdiction issue if we have an LLC, that they can't be sued, we can't be sued, whose feet are going to be held to the fire. There's a mechanism in the 1906 Act where we can take our oil in kind, and it gives the appearance that we are doing away with the Bureau of Indian Affairs, and so for that reason, I'll be voting no.
Councilman.
And I would like to say that there is enough information, and I haven't had a chance to study it well enough, and I'll be voting no too.
Councilman, any other question? Call for the question there. Osage LLC.
Councilman Yates?
No.
Councilwoman Boone?
No.
Councilman Chishuala?
No.
Councilman Crum?
No.
Councilwoman Irwin?
Yes.
Councilwoman Redcorn?
No.
Councilman Redcorn?
Yes.
Chairman Waller?
No.
Motion fails.
With that, is there any other efforts while I move down to 10A? Hearing none, I'd like to go on down to EIS resolution.
Chairman, are we still talking about the hydration engineering?
Right now, we're looking at what we had handed in to Fredericks, Peoples, and Morgan. No, we're looking at another letter.
Like under 10.
Yes. I actually moved over. Proposed alternates for draft environmental impact statement for Osage County Oil and Gas.
Yeah, this was the... I'm sorry.
But go right ahead.
This was asked that I put on business EIS resolution. It was put into old business. I'm not sure why. But basically, I didn't build a resolution on the EIS process. I just wanted to bring it to the attention that when we had our meeting conference call with the BIA, the attorneys, the OST, there was a lot of government officials on the phone that day, and we were in the office, that this came with the attachments from Janine Hale on the EIS process, and this letter right here was pretty well saying there's 12 pages that went with it. And I didn't want to copy off all 12 pages because those were the recommendations that this letter made. And it was my understanding that this letter was approved from the full council. But when we were on the conference call, Councilman Crum said this was not voted on by the full council. And so what those 12 pages said was limit the number of wells drilled on the reservation. The first thought came to my mind was there's really not very many people interested in drilling wells on the reservation. Why do we want to limit that number? There's 1 year, we mapped out the Okeesa sandstone at 600 feet through the three domes at the Osage Omni, drilled 60 wells that year. You know, they were, it was our own rig, it was viable, we set 5 tank batteries, had 200 barrels of production. When it was all settled, some of the best well come in for 72 barrels a day. This is 2 years later, we're still got 200 barrels of production. So, you know, those kind of finds are still out there. Those are things that, we just researched and looked and said, hey, they plugged these wells because of mechanical problems on here. And then we found one well that's still making 2 barrels a day after 20 some years. So, you know, started studying the Okeesa a little more, mapping it out. But I'm just saying that that's just an example of why we should not limit the number of wells to be drilled through the EIS process. So when somebody in after the meeting asked me if I would go ahead and, look at doing a resolution to rescind this letter and, the 12 pages that go with it in the OMC, in the EIS process, when they were gathering information. So that's where this is coming from.
Thank you.
You know, I'm not trying to talk you into doing something.
Do you have a resolution?
I don't have a resolution, and I mean, I could probably build one, but I think there should be an easy way to word it where you just rescind this and let the EIS people know that this was not voted on by the entire council.
Do we already have a resolution, or do we need one?
No, we need one.
Okay. Sir?
That this alternate has not been voted on?
No.
I make a motion.
Right. This letter was not voted on by the entire council.
Thank you, council.
The history on it, now that the bill reminded me of it, I remember the situation. And this was one of the letters that our attorney prepared just prior to an EIS meeting.
Yes.
And we didn't have time to look it over or to vote on it. It was submitted to the BIA to Janine Hale that it was running the EIS process. And so we brought it up that day that it wasn't. I don't. We can have a resolution that says that we didn't that this. To not count this one because it wasn't, but I think they already probably removed it from the, but I don't
it's
know.
It's still on the list. They sent it to us.
Okay. Well, then perhaps we do need one to show that that was, that even that proposal was discussed that day, it was not one that, that was already an approved council proposal that was submitted then. So I remember how that worked.
And you didn't care for the alternatives?
Mm-hmm. There were several things in there that I didn't like. That they did, but that's not just for me to decide. What I brought up was that this was not an official request by the council. That's all I did. I would have had objections, but I didn't make any because it was never presented to us.
Okay, thank you. Anything you'd like to add, council? When did you decide to put this on the agenda?
I was going to say, did we?
At the conference call. After the conference call was over, we were talking about this in the meeting, and somebody said, we need a resolution to say that this is not supported by the full council, and we need to actually come up with something that we fully support.
Okay.
And so I said, fine. And I didn't try to build a resolution because you saw how mine turned out today.
I have a short memory. Yes, Council.
I would like to see this spring document before and a resolution before I make a vote. Could we maybe table this and then put it on the agenda for the next meeting?
Well, yes, I'll know if it actually comes on next time.
Because these were all sent in emails and discussed, you know, earlier. I mean, this has been going on for a month now. But I know it's, you know, it's hard to wade through all the EIS information because they sent us a book of information and this letter is buried in the middle of it. And when Galen said this wasn't supported by the entire council, All I'm saying is that all it did was had Frederick's alternatives attached to this letter, and then it had this digital signature on it, like it's been supported by the entire council. And he had 12 pages on there. If you didn't read any of those letters, you need to look at them, because most of the letters came from Gentner Drummond, and then everybody copied what he submitted.
That's correct.
And then there's ours that just chimed right in the 12 pages that pretty well followed what Gentner Drummond wanted to do. And so I'm just saying this needs to be rescinded. Now, that was what was asked of me. And
sure.
But I understand if you don't
want to vote. Yeah. Okay. We can table it till the next time, but I do agree with Bill. Even though we brought it up at the time that it wasn't officially sanctioned proposal, that it stayed in the record, and that record for those EIS deals stays with the record forever. So if we want to remove from the record, we need to tell them to remove it from the record.
Yeah. Do we have time before?
No. Before they get done?
Before the next meeting, we need to get it done before the next meeting.
The time frame I heard a while ago is, I think we can remove that document at the next meeting. It's not going to be, happening. That's just my opinion. I'll vote it today.
I've got 12 pages that I'd like to take a look at, you're referencing.
Right.
And then there's not a resolution prepared. So both those items, and I'd be fine with it.
Sure.
Excuse me.
So I'm hearing that it's kind of going against what I thought the council was wanting to do. Are they wanting to support be a cooperating agency with the EIS or not? Am I wrong on that assumption? Is that what's at stake here?
May I answer, sir?
I wish you would.
I give you my opinion of it. We were already a cooperating agency. We were a cooperating agency when this document was prepared.
Right.
But the document was prepared and sent to them without ever being sent to them, or at least sent to the council in time for us to vote on it. I think we probably got it the day before. That's when we were getting a lot of stuff from Frederick's on these meetings, is the day before.
That's correct.
That evening. So when we went into that meeting, Janine already had it. And when you started talking about it, I think I was the one brought up and said, hey, wait a minute, we didn't have a vote on these things. There's some of them alarmed me in there, too. I didn't like the concepts that Frederick was
proposing. Could we impact the March 18 delivery with this letter?
No, I don't think so.
We actually adjusted that one that you reviewed, I reviewed, and Councilman Raycorn reviewed.
Yeah.
Of this document.
I think us saying there's still a document in there we brought up that was not legit to be put in the record.
We're talking about this one here.
I would like to make a statement at last. As I recall, at our Minerals Council meeting, we left this up to Galen Crum to take care of the EIS, and he was supposed to be working with a lady by, I think, the name of Jennifer Baker out of Frederick's People in Morgan, and this is what we got out of the deal. So actually none of us saw it because they were working on it. I think Tolly agreed to help him, and then something happened and Tolly withdrew his agreement because he wasn't for the EIS.
It was clarified my stance, okay?
I did not do
it. Did I not say it wrong?
I'm gonna say, it's already out here, I'm gonna say this. The council asked myself and another council person to look at certain aspects of the EIS. I did that. What I found highly disturbed me, because I felt like it extended our Osage authority over areas that are not clearly ours. I communicated that to the Bureau, I communicated that to our attorneys, and just like everything else I mentioned about the EIS, I feel like they don't want to hear it unless you're involved in their decision and you're cheerleading them.
Yes.
So at that point, I sent an email to the rest of the OMC that I am not going to support this EIS and I plan to vote no.
Yes.
So any vote that I do from here on out, I'm not going to vote for the EIS.
Did I not say how it happened in the meeting that you started out, y'all were gonna take care of it, and then you dropped out, and it was supposed to be taken care of by Jennifer Baker and Galen. We didn't get it until the day before it was supposed to be, so we didn't really get to vote on it because it wasn't done in a timely manner. I understand that.
We let
Galen take care of it for us, as far as I know.
I sent you all, every one of y'all.
I understand your part, I understand your part.
I need to respond to that.
Please.
I have not had any special EIS assignments this year. I was the one that the chief appointed in the first go-round, and I did my best to block that, worked with Fred Storr, and we worked up things for them to put together and all that kind of thing. But no, I never call Fredericks. You guys call Fredericks. I never call Fredericks. I don't talk to him. I only talk to him if I'm instructed to by my chairman, and I would have not taken on any assignment to call Jennifer Baker and work out unilaterally some sort of proposal. What we got was a proposal from them, and I saw it the first time you saw it, and I worked on it the first time you saw it, so do not try and say that it was some kind of a thing assigned to me. It was not, and I did not take on anything. There's no reason to attack me on this deal.
I'm not attacking you.
All I'm saying is that at the meeting, I will say that Bill is absolutely right. I remember doing it. When I started reading these things, I realized there was nothing that was brought before the council.
That's true.
And I pointed it out. And so that was it. And if we need to clean it up and get it out of the deal, we can have a resolution to ask Gene to take that out of the official record because it shouldn't have been there in the first place.
But I'd sure like to see it for, I'm sorry. But no, I'd sure like to see those 12 pages prior to my voting on it.
You didn't read it?
Ma'am.
I'll take care of that.
It's a cover letter with nothing behind it.
The question I have.
I remember the May 8th proposed alternatives. I'm sorry.
I did.
These things happen quickly, and I agree with Councilman Crum that we're trying to balance a very tough process called EIS quickly with eight people and an attorney. I got a call from an attorney, and he asked me a couple of questions, and I just now, as always, I said, I don't believe in EIS. That's my comment. That's my comment today. I plan on voting no because it seemed like I was the only one at that time that doesn't like the EIS. I've given you many reasons. It's recorded. It's not a secret. So, Chairman, you signed it. You know, that's fine. These things are happening fast, but you know, the communication. If you sign this document, do you have a resolution for the signature?
It wasn't prepared.
Not on this specific, but what about the resolution where I'm allowed to sign the letters? I mean, does that function here? Go right ahead.
I'm sorry, I agree with Mr. Crum, Councilman Crum. We just need to clarify this signature. If we're going to do away with it, we need to do away with it. Okay. But I'll tell you right now, whatever's launches the EIS forward, I'm against my one of eight,
okay. And
that's no secret. I've said that for months now.
Thank you. Then we'll table it. Anyone else want to handle it? We'll have it prepared for next agenda. We'll roll it through next Friday's meeting.
Okay, I'll have everything in a resolution.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
Attorney fees, Councilwoman Boone.
A while back, I was in the accounting department, and I was approached by the Osage Nation treasurer. They were audited, and there were three accounts that had not been paid to the attorneys, Frederick Peebles and Morgan. The total, the resolution is in your books. For the date, June of 2015, August of 2015, and June of 2016. The amounts are there, and...
Council, you will find it in the front of your tab 11. That's what I was trying to read to you all ago for the EIS. Excuse me, dear.
No, it's okay. So I'm presenting these things now, that we pay them out of the S510 account, because normally they would have come out of the C395 account, but it looks like the best place to take these funds would be from the S510, because they are not year-specific. And we do have the funds available in the S510 to take care of these amounts. I got the bills, there were some of these bills that we had passed a resolution where the wind issue would not be payable to Frederick's Peoples and Morgan before a certain time.
Yes.
So I went through that bill and I deducted all of those wind farm charges according to the resolution. I forget how much the total was, it was less than $5,000, but there were wind charges that appeared on a couple of these itemized statements. And so those charges have been removed according to the resolutions that we passed. But I am aware, because the treasurer brought it to my attention, that these need to be paid. And in order for us to do it payable, it has to identify what account it's coming out of.
Yes, Councilman.
So like Councilwoman Boone's done some fair amount of research on this. One of the things I'm curious about, since I haven't ever been on the finance committee or when we get statements from them, they'll be on there are there any that ever carry over? But the point being, even though that particular statement was not paid for, is it possible that account or that past due amount was carried on to a different one and we paid it? Apparently, we found out from our accounting, not from Frederick's Peoples and Morgan, that we were short.
Yes.
So that makes me wonder if they felt they were whole.
Council.
What we had were three itemized bills in our office. Mm-hmm. And that's all I can tell you, is that there were three itemized bills in our office that needed to be tended to, yeah, and only through expenses. Only through the nation's audit.
Maybe I can help.
Okay.
On the new bill, on each bill, it shows you an outstanding balance and then your current balance. Every time we do a payable, we just do the current balance. So every single time he sends us a bill, it does show that we owe,
yes,
however much we owe.
100-some thousand.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we just ignore and go about our business and just do the curse because we can't.
Well, and that also true is that was allowed on the first one we did. Even on Aiken and Gunt, they allowed a expenditure from the former council was paid, but then this is the ones that they didn't do.
Right, and one of these,
it's my understanding that I think there might have been a check request, maybe one or two that were sent over there and that weren't actually taken care of. I guess they were MIA. Of course, that accountant is not there anymore, so we can't ask. But I think that we did send them over there and they weren't paid.
Yes, 63,398, I'm positive of that.
So, you know, but it does need to be paid.
Council. If we're going to have a second and some discussion, I might have some more on that, but I don't want
to. Would you like to make that form?
I'm kind of reminded that I was talking out of turn.
Yeah. I make the motion that we pay the three outstanding accounts to Frederick Peoples and Morgan in the amounts identified in the resolution, funds to be coming out of the S510 account because there are funds available there.
These are all approved expenditures to our treasurer that
yes.
reviewed, and they're just
yes.
outstanding.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
No question. No. Yes.
Second.
I have a motion on the floor by Councilwoman Boone, second by Councilwoman Irwin, to review the FPTM payment to our account attorneys. That has been reviewed by our counselors.
Discussion.
Over to discussion. Councilman Yates and then Councilman Crook.
And they send an outstanding bill each time showing these aren't paid.
Yep. Well, on each bill it shows outstanding and then it shows
current.
The date, and then it'll show the current. And it also separates with what they're working on.
Did they ever, was it ever recorded where they, I think we voted at one point to allow them to keep an award as a result of some litigation in the federal courts?
Yeah, the.
$62,000.
The first amount on there, $630.15, that represents that amount taken off, because that was a much larger amount.
Ma'am, you talking about the $119,082?
There's an amount there before the $630.15. The very first amount, that's where the itemized statement shows the deduction. And the deduction was actually more than what we received in an email. The government added $5,000 to the awarded amount.
They did?
They did.
Called and said that's not enough. And that wasn't encompassing the full price that we were charged either.
No.
That court had decided to give us a different price. Payment. I'm not seeing that number matching up to what you just gave. I see the $88,938 change, and then I see the $630.15.
Okay, wait, right there. After you read that first amount, and then it says four, and it gives that date of service?
Yes.
That's the itemized bill where the deduction was taken.
Thank you, ma'am. That's just what I just want to clarify, because we questioned, they have received it directly from the court.
Yes.
Any other discussion? Counsel, are you done, sir?
Yeah, I have some. I'm still a little concerned. We said that we removed some money to match that resolution on the wind farm stuff.
Right.
And working on it quicker.
Right.
Apparently, I mean, has Frederick Peoples and Morgan been contacted about that removal of the deal? Are they? My thinking is, let me cut to the chase. My thinking is that we should probably ask them for an accounting of what they have. We should probably explain to them why we were removing some from it.
Yes, sir.
On that one. And that we get a agreement with them as to our calculations on what we owe them to get them upright. So I have that one. I also, that I would like to see happen for, I also have a question about using the S510.
Yes, sir.
It was intended to be C395. Do we not have, with 100 and whatever this amounts to, $120,000 is about, would that make it to where our C395 was insolvent for the next couple of months?
Yes, please.
Our C395 goes by fiscal years, so they would have to look at fiscal year for each of these accounts. Our accountant that handles these accounts is not available today. I did try to touch base with her to find out if there is that these, are there funds to cover these amounts, but I wasn't able to contact her. So my thought process was, our attorney needs to be paid. Let's go ahead and start the process and let her figure out when she gets our payable, do we have the funds? And then we can notify our attorney that we have reduced the amount due to the wind farm charges and the resolution that we passed.
Okay. Are those
because at the present time, my intention was find out from our accountant, do we have the funds here? So I could say, yes, we got the funds, but you're not here.
Follow up on that. I still think, and you bring up another point that I didn't even think about, and that we are required by statute about how much we can spend in fiscal years. And so that was something that you were going to check on if we did it by doing 395. I'm not sure I wish to bypass that product, that process. By paying it out of a different account, I realize why you're doing it. I'm not certain I want to do that.
Okay.
So I'm just making that comment.
Yeah, well.
Thank you.
Councilwoman Irwin.
I think we've already bypassed that process when I first came on board on the Minerals Council, I think we had to do that with Aiken and Gump. Didn't we have to pay them 1 year for last year?
We probably did, but.
I mean, that's the same process.
We've already set a precedent.
Yeah, we've already set a precedent.
But you had the funds to pay it.
I'm just saying it happened.
And OST has told me that when we reach that million milestone, that's only a certain element for C395.
Right, we can't get any more than that.
And as we found out, we can't put anything else out there.
That's right.
So is there anything wrong with paying it out of SY10?
I would like to go with the avenue of that, let's get the breakdown of the expenditures now. How would you like to handle that?
Well, they're on the payables. I'm not able to get into the office to my file cabinet to obtain the appropriate documentation that shows all the itemization.
Soon as I get out here, I'm gonna go over and attack them, so we'll be in there quick. You'll be right back in your office real quick.
Monday.
Really?
3 days, has to be under quarantine, 3 days.
Oh, so we can go back Monday? Well, okay.
By the way, we were asked not to have you all go back in there because of the poison that they have out in blue.
Do I get to sit out in the lobby and be like Walmart and greet everybody?
If you wanna stick there for a long time, go right ahead, it's like Southwest Airlines. You get on that wing once going with the wind. Anything like that. What's your pleasure?
Our executive assistant does have.
Yes, ma'am.
I do have the payables.
She's got the payables ready to roll. All we need to do is decide where we're doing it from.
Yes, ma'am.
And the bills, itemized bills.
No, we got that, I know. But this is just, it lets everyone know we've reviewed this how many times, you know?
Several.
Okay.
Chairman.
Yes, call for it.
Do we know, do you have the total amount for this year for pay to this attorney?
Do I have, well, that would be a good question for the budget chairman.
I don't have it right now.
Okay, so we don't know how much we've been billed.
We have the itemized bills. I'm not understanding your question. Every payable we have has an itemized bill attached to it that we sign off on and it's processed for a check. It's just that these three accounts, for whatever reason, have not been paid. And so that's why I took the initiative to work these up to reduce the bill fund charges.
And you're confident that the 510 has the money that's in there?
Yes, yes.
And the other issue is the question brought up, $1 million we're spending a year cap.
That's 2.5.
Which doesn't apply to the 510.
Right, exactly.
That's correct.
I don't see what else we need to do.
Well, and I don't either. We just need to vote on it.
Okay.
I mean, we need to pay our bills. I don't care if it's the attorney or whoever.
If you vote to take it out of the S510, you will need to vote to do a budget modification too.
Out of the S510 budget. Line item budget modification, you have that prepared for us?
I don't.
But it would be in this amount of one.
It's from
119,8251.
No, not even that much. Just like 50,000 from miscellaneous to professional fees.
Any other discussion? Would you like to call for the question?
Call for the question. Sure.
Call for the question.
Councilwoman Boone?
Yes.
Councilman Chishawala?
Yes.
Councilman Crum?
No.
Councilwoman Irwin?
Yes.
Councilwoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Councilman Redcorn?
Yes.
Chairman Waller?
Yes.
Councilman Yates?
No.
Motion passes.
Okay.
Gotta make motion.
Excuse me, just a second.
It's about the budget. Modification.
Just a second. Are you going to travel that on over and get those? Do you have to write that for the S510? When do you need that resolution of that line item modification right now?
That would be great, yes.
Please, I open the floor to anyone to go ahead and make a motion.
I'll make the motion that we modify the budget to transfer funds from miscellaneous in the amount of approximately $50,000 into the S510 to professional fees.
Mm-hmm. As directed by our assistant. I need a second.
I second.
Okay.
have a motion on floor by Councilwoman Boone, seconded by Councilwoman Urban, to pay out on the S510 account as permitted. Is there anything else? Any discussion?
Yeah, I'll restate that I don't think we should be paying it out of the S510. We should do it the way we properly had it prepared to do it the first time. We should do the paperwork to make that happen. So I'll be voting no for that reason.
Okay. Thank you. Call for the question.
Councilman Shishwala?
Yes.
Councilman Crum?
No.
Councilwoman Irwin?
Yes.
Councilwoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Councilman Redcorn?
Yes.
Chairman Waller?
Yes.
Councilman Yates?
No.
Councilwoman Boone?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Okay. Meeting minutes. Well, we've been in quite a mood left. Can I set those off to next agenda?
Would you please?
Yes.
It's good because you're not in the book.
Thank you. I knew you was going to get pretty good. And with that, I'd like to move that on into our next agenda for next Friday's meeting next month. Committee reports, oil and gas summit. Christie Ridicule, thank you so much, dear, for being here this long.
Yes,
whatever you want, it's here.
Yay.
Is there anything you need to tell us?
Well, yes, I really need a month that y'all want to do the oil and gas summit. I need y'all to figure out a month that you'd like to do it, because I need donations.
Yes, ma'am.
Right now, we spent $25,000 on it total of last year. We have $10,000 left over. And I know I'm going to get $10,000 from this casino, so that's $20,000. But I want to not put it into two
rooms. Donate so much more than
$10,000. Oh, well, I can do what I got to do.
Okay.
And last year we had it in two rooms, we had two speakers. I would not like to do that this year. I would like one speaker where everyone can listen to every speaker and not have it split up.
Thank you.
So maybe it might have to be a day and a half
for
my gas. So then we're talking about two lunches, one dinner, and two breakfasts. So that's going to be $10,000 out there. So I need to raise at least, I would like to raise $20,000. So I would like to start doing e-blast starting next week. But I need a date that we would like to have.
What would you like?
I would like November or December. It's really not up to me. This is your
early
year.
Early in the months, we don't get early.
We need a day.
It doesn't follow the holidays.
Yeah, this is for you.
Look at your calendars.
And so I need to know what month you would like to have it in.
November sounds good.
December the 2nd.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't know.
Let's say the first Wednesday and Thursday in November.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And then I'll be with Aldora Mobile on starting with my emails and then letters to all the.
And we're going back to Sky Tech.
Yes.
7 and 8?
Yes.
Did you say November?
Yes, if that's okay with you.
That's for Thursday. Well, just say December, okay.
Oh, Wednesday, Thursday.
December's fine. I mean, November's fine.
You do it in December. It's all up to you. It's up to you. This is for you.
But you did say first Wednesday and Thursday.
Yes.
First and second.
That's first and second of November.
So is that okay, November?
Sure. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yay.
Do we need a resolution?
Thursday, Friday. First and second.
But having it 2 days, is that okay with you all?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I anticipate that we would do that. I hope we would.
That'd be right on the end of Halloween.
Perfect.
All that candy's at.
That's right.
Right.
Right. Right. Right. Right. So I can candy, young lady.
I am a little bit busy.
No, November the first and second.
Oh, first and
second.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
So.
First
and second. Now, go ahead and tell us, Andrew. You've got to say something on here.
I'd really go 8 to 9.
It'll mean a regular meeting is the 10th.
Halloween?
Yes.
About 8 or 9.
How old are your kids?
Our regular meeting would be
So it's
Friday
a good one.
I hope it's still Friday. A big deal for them.
Okay.
For real.
Wow. There's lots of baby who are in the hell of a new dress.
Yes, we're going to do it at 11.
That day you come back and have your meeting?
Angels are 11. Yeah, because we're getting off at, we only have a day on the night.
Wings are 11.
We would like to go with the November 8th and 9th, 2017.
Okay.
Ever.
Is that the?
Chairman, that's no brother, it's good.
And then I'll get with everyone about speakers that you'd like me to invite, and I'll start with letterhead on that.
I think I have some questions about that 8th and 9th, Tall Eagle first.
You know, Halloween's one thing, but preparing for the meeting is a big chore for this staff. I think we ought to, they'll be coming out of Tulsa or Skytune, running up here, getting here early and booking it, trying to get the meeting ready.
Oh, you're right.
I think we ought to go one.
Call it for down there.
Eat it?
Oh, we used to be able to go in.
Find it.
Send me up to Jet Club, I will.
I'm bringing kids down there.
Yeah.
Let them swim.
Yeah.
It won't be that cold out there.
We're actually talking about having the meeting on the 15th down there at Skytune.
On the 10th.
The 10th.
See, we had a meeting the 10th coming up, we could move it on up, but.
Move it on.
We go back to the first and second.
First and second, that's my thought, I don't want to, I think 9 and 10, we'd kill our staff, that's a lot of work.
Just to accommodate Andrew and his Halloween costumes.
I'm going to still go for 8th and 9th.
And we have volunteers that come too. So if you want to do 8th and 9th, and then reach, then you can have your minerals meeting there on the 10th.
No, we'll come back up here.
Make a motion, Tall Eagle, that you wanted on a certain.
It doesn't matter, I'm just thinking about our staff.
Yeah, I didn't think about that either, but you're right.
Well, that can begin the.
Soon as you get that date, send me that information, I'm going to send it out to certain people.
That's fine.
And then I'll have them contact you.
Okay. Do you want the email that was sent out about the donations?
Yes.
If that's what you want, no problem, I'll have that.
I make a motion, November 1st and 2nd.
My second.
What now?
I have a motion on the floor and a second, open for discussion. Motion on the floor by Councilman Redcorn, second by Councilwoman Gray.
Call for the person, let's go. You know, it's 3:00.
To go on the November 1st and 2nd, is that correct?
Yes.
Looking at my second, yes.
Yes.
Any discussion? That long way off. Call for the question.
Councilman Crum?
Yes.
Councilwoman Irwin?
Is this for the first and second?
Yes.
Of November?
Of November.
Yes.
Councilwoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Councilman Redcorn?
Yes.
Chairman Waller?
Trick or treat?
That's every day for me here, yes.
Councilman Yates?
No.
Councilwoman Boone?
Yes.
Councilman Tishwalla?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Motion passes, thank you all very much. We're going to first and second.
That's great, that's what I needed.
Storm will be all over us. Yes, Skytune, America.
Skytune, the battle stage. And if y'all have any questions, y'all have my number, call me anytime. I'll be getting a bill next week, starting next week.
Yes.
Who's on the committee there?
Yeah, it's going to be day and a half.
Me.
Okay.
Andrew was.
We'll try to call a meeting next week.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, anytime.
I've tried to get a meeting before this to iron out the dates.
You asked for one.
I did, it wasn't followed up on.
Because I didn't know.
We'll do that by email.
Councilman.
Last year, Councilman Yates and I worked together to get the speaker because Mr. Lynn wasn't available. Well, obviously, Mr. Lynn's available, so did you mind if we hand it back to him, or did you want to still?
Done a good job. That was probably one of the best. That was the best one we've had. It wasn't so dry, you know what I'm saying?
All that technical.
It was like a service, but we had two.
Yes.
I mean, it was, as long as we have input and we continue like Burn Creek updates on ethnicity.
Something real.
Something that keeps us like.
I think it'd be up to the committee, but I asked Rick Luttrell and talked to Christie about it, if he would like to emcee the oil and gas summit. And anyway, we're gonna run it by, he said, sure, let him know what he needs to do and let him get bumped up on minerals and he'd be glad to do it, so.
Did he last year, the doctor?
I don't know, I didn't ask him, I didn't ask him why.
Okay, I was just curious, when you said he needed to bump up on minerals, that was the first.
Well, you know, he's not an oil and gas guy, exactly.
Oh, well.
Bring that to committee.
But that'll be in the committee, I just wanted to say that when you.
And they asked me to be on agenda this Sunday for the shareholders meeting, told dates about the oil and gas, is that okay with you all?
It's perfect, yeah.
Okay, it's all be there Sunday.
With that, scholarship.
Okay, I never got hard copies on this, so I had to flip from my phone. I think committee's sitting right here, I think we decided to just go with one qualified individual. We had five total, two were easy to remove or for consideration called. And two of them were for accounting, I mean, it was kind of a stretch. And we've done it in the past, but I think we're gonna tighten it up and actually go for actually oil and gas related fields.
All right, you're gonna follow the rules, good for you.
Ma'am, I'll call on you.
But so the individual that we decided on was a past recipient, Gabriel Vallejo. He's an engineering university in Tulsa. So that's our choice for the scholarship. And I'll be making that in a form of a motion to the council so that we can cut that individual a check.
Need a second, please.
Second.
Have a second, I have a motion on floor for Councilman Yates, second of the second chair, Redcorn. Do we have any other discussion?
I have a comment.
Please.
This scholarship money, where's it coming from?
S510.
S510.
Is it 5?
C395.
C395, so we're actually using the money.
No, excuse me, tell them.
It's S510.
S510, okay.
You can't swim and see C395 on that.
Well, I suppose I was asking.
Okay, so we have that, any other discussion?
I'll be commenting, go ahead, let her go first.
There's some money, it's over there in an account. I call it Galen's money, because he's the only one that knew that for a long time. But anyway, it's for the high school supplies that was paid, but it was for money that was put in there, and it was for funds and education. I want to know why we're not using that money for education that was set aside in that account for education. It said that in the printout. Does anybody know anything about that account and the money's in it? Somebody needs, I mean, the education money just sitting over there.
I did not set up the account. Actually, that Dudley set up that account when we started, when we created that with IAM account.
That's for the high school supplies money for that 1.8 head rights.
So that was put in there, and as far as anything about head rights, or about education, I don't know anything about that. I do know what that fund is. You might say it's an extension to S510. And we can use it for whatever we want.
Yes, sir.
As far as I know, but it'd have to be removed from the IAM account and then into something that we could write a check from. So it had to be moved out and then into the S510.
Is that our IAM account, the PL account? Does it have PL on the front of it?
Because IAM account, it'd be like one of our IAM accounts, yes, except it's for the Minerals Council.
There was money in there for some education. And it says that, I had to pull that, and it didn't actually define it. I think I had Mr. Lynn look into it.
I didn't set up the account, I just know it existed, and where the monies came from, and how come, and I'd be happy to discuss that someday in executive.
Whatever, I'm just trying to get to the truth of the matter.
But at any rate, heck, I don't know what I'm getting ready to say. Oh, I know.
Motion to adjourn.
No, we have to vote on this, all these folks. I want to put down that the one guy that we had, who was a repeat, his grades was good. And he is a straight, well-qualified within our guidelines as being oil and gas. And the rest of them, some was way outside of it. A couple of them, you just squinted real hard, you might have been put them. But we just as a council decided we weren't going to, it's a bridge too far to decide which one of those that were out. And so we went with the game plan. So that was obviously my input on it.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Council.
Being on the committee, I'm a little concerned we only had one applicant. And so I'm concerned that being a graduate in engineering at OU, I'm a graduate degree in engineering at OU.
And you're doing what nowadays?
Draw half a hundred on you.
Well,
she's stuck with OU.
Let me finish my point, please.
Sure.
But I'm concerned that we need to push forward to try to get more Osages involved. Maybe we ought to use this money to encourage young Osage agents that go to OU.
All right, I'm
falling. Yes. Y'all, okay, there you go. We don't have them. Mm-hmm. We don't have them. We've got Bill here. And, we just don't have engineering.
You do know the one down there?
So I'm just saying I'd like to see more, and it's not happening. And this last round of scholarships really kind of make me think we might need to get some folks involved and them to be more active.
Bring it up at the summit. We're going to do just like the Creek Nation and all. We're going to reach out to our young people just like we did in employment. I believe that will happen. Would you like to say something? Please stand up.
I know that like at OSU now they have like the Center for Sovereign Nations and like all the tribes together and stuff. So I think OU might have something like similar to that. And it'd be really easy to like.
One of the professors called me and they wanted me to come give a speech down there, and I'll pay for it myself since I went there. And I got asked only to go there. I'll ask. I'll make sure of that. And one of the professors called me last night. I'll get you in.
Maybe, sounds good to me. Maybe we can start sponsoring an education compost for the summit, scholarship. But we really need to get out.
I need someone to contact OSU.
Tell them.
I got someone to TU already.
Every year, each of the JON holds their powwows, and before, they each have their little booth set up.
Yes.
I think you guys have a good idea for somebody from you guys to go talk to them about what's going on with us, and maybe they'll be able to want to go into that show.
Johnson O'Malley, as far as going into their meetings themselves? Where's the booth at their dance?
Before. Like in the morning, they have these booths set up for where
Bill,
the students can go
and
learn about stuff.
Yes. Yes, dear. As a matter of fact, send an email out, because we're going to start flying it at your summit, that and exactly what Amy's talking about. Let's go grab the first four universities right now, get our feet wet, because I've got some people all across the country calling me over NACRA and NEPA and some of the other requirements of the Osage elsewhere, and they're all at universities. And with that, do we have to have the vote for
yes.
We do.
Yes.
Call for the question.
Councilwoman Irwin.
Scholarships won.
Yes.
Thank you.
Councilwoman Redcorn.
Yes.
Councilman Redcorn.
Yes.
Chairman Waller.
Yes.
Councilman Yates.
Yes.
Councilwoman Boone.
Yes.
Councilman Shishawala.
Yes.
Councilman Crum.
Yes.
Motion passes.
Thank you. Budget. Would you like to add anything to after our changes? No. And you do have the resolution for the S510 budget modification. It's ready, right?
Do we have a media report?
You could give one right now.
Can we get another newsletter out?
I don't know, since Lou's been gone, I don't know exactly how we're doing it or who's doing it.
Yes, we can get it out.
I believe
we got staff for free. Can we
we have a staff of three, we need to.
I promise she didn't get it.
Because there's some stuff that really needs to be put in there.
You got my Washington pictures.
Chairman, I think the director said.
But I want your pictures.
The director said he could come up with a newsletter.
Oh, God, you're on the thing.
Okay, can I say something?
I'll put yours in first.
Bill, we have a media committee calling me and Joe, and it needs to come to us before it goes to anybody else.
That'd be fine.
Yeah, well, that ain't fair, that's okay, it's possible.
Before we adjourn, in section 11 is the actual budget that I told you about, the template that Lacey put up. And so that's got those amounts in there. It's actually even got the vehicle and the insurance and all that stuff in there too. So anyway, just in case you want to buy Suburban today. But anyway, check that out if you have any questions.
Order purple, thank you.
What were we gonna vote on?
There's itemized items people in there.
Did you give no taxes?
A resolution.
For what?
Yeah, we gotta buy one first before we.
A grant resolution. Your grant resolution.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, and a different time.
Yes, ma'am, we're gonna actually take it over first Friday when we come back.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm gonna motion adjourn.
Yes. I have a motion on floor, Councilwoman Harmon, second, Councilwoman Booth, no discussion, please call for question.
Councilwoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Councilman Redcorn?
Yes.
Chairman Waller?
Yes.
Councilman Yates?
Yes.
Councilwoman Booth?
Yes.
Councilman Tishwala?
Yes.
Councilman Crum?
Yes.
Councilwoman Irwin?
Yes.
Motion passes.
All right, thank you, Lacey, and well, thank you, Bill, and congratulations, Amy.